This week on Video Death Loop. Plus, it all comes back to family. Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
Hello, John. I'm the co-host.
You did it. You did it. You made it through your co-host field exams. You got the certificate. You got it plastered on your wall. You're an official co-host.
Look at you, Aaron. I plastered it on the wall. I didn't even put it in a frame.
No.
I just bought some plaster, embedded it directly into my wall. My entire house is the frame for my co-host certificate. Yeah.
It's your forever home. What else are you going to do? You might as well label it with your certificates all the way down the wall. You got to get more than one, too. You know how it is with these certificates. You cannot stop at one.
I suppose I could hang up, like, I don't know, maybe a proof of purchase of, like, a Nintendo DS game or something.
Yeah.
I'm a certified Nintendo DS video game owner.
What video game, though? Is it just like...
It could be any of them. I mean, let's... No, probably not. Probably I bought them at full price. I wonder what the most embarrassing Nintendo DS game that I personally own is. Oh. What do you think? What do you think is your most embarrassing DS game?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think. I own on a random whim because, like, I hadn't... There was a place I went to that had a couple of imported DS games, and I had never seen, like, you know, those you see them in the arcades, like, or like arcade listings for them for like the quiz games in Japan, like Quiz Magic Academy, I think Konami.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one for the DS, and I'm like, oh, I've never seen that before. It's only $10. And I bought it, and like, wait a minute, I don't know any Japanese at all. I bought a quiz game that's predominantly written in Japanese. It was a bad purchase.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, my most embarrassing Nintendo DS game may be able to help you with that. Because I would have to think, I'm going to be honest, my Nintendo DS games are pretty close to where we record this. I looked over them. It's a bunch of bangers, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, it's like you
very
remember, like,
little to be embarrassed about. But I do have a copy of My Japanese Coach. Like those shovelware sort of learn a different language kind of things that they used to make before there was like Duolingo, only for the DS. And if I'm remembering right, you played whack-a-mole with like moles that had hiragana on their head. So anyway, you put those two together, I don't know, that might be an all right time.
Okay, I'll tell you what, you bring over My Japanese Coach on the DS.
I will.
Not my personal Japanese coach, the game Japanese
the
coach.
The game,
but,
okay.
And you bring over your DS, I'll bring over the Quiz Magic Academy, and together we'll just log into PictoChat and do that instead, because that seems way more fun.
Can you still do PictoChat, like local PictoChat? Did they turn that off? I wonder.
I don't think they can. I mean,
how could they?
Yeah. There's
no
firmware up there.
There's no stopping. There's no stopping PictoChat.
We had all the power. We didn't have internet access on our DS lights. We could just we could do anything. They don't know. Nintendo doesn't know.
You could send whatever the hell you could draw a picture of a dick and send it over PictoChat. Yeah. And Nintendo was fine with that. Could you imagine 2026 Nintendo being fine with there being a dick on a Switch 2? It could never happen. It could never happen.
No.
But on the DS, there you go. Dicks all day.
Beavers. They're you know, yeah, the modern
Nintendo DS is actually D, and there's a small ICK, and then the big S, and that's what DS stands for. We've always wondered, was it dual screen? No, it's Nintendo dicks.
Yeah, Miyamoto's vision right there. It prints money because it's made of dicks.
Yeah, he wasn't wrong. When's that man ever wrong?
No, he's a visionary. Like, you got to follow what his visionary is, even if it leads to dicks. Penises, if you will.
He had when he was a child, he fought dicks, and that's what inspired the Nintendo DS.
That is, you know,
I'm saying that because that's how Pokemon was made, right? Like, he fought bugs, he made bugs fight, and he was then Pokemon.
That's how it goes. Like, you know, you get it. Just both of them are traumatizing experiences in the end. So
just in different ways. In different ways.
Aaron, I have a video for you.
As the host, you are allowed to do that.
Yes, and I want to make sure that you, since you got your co-host certification, I want to make sure that you're on the level.
Plastered you know, on the wall.
Plastered on the wall. I can see it from here. Do you know the video that I'm about to show you?
I do not know the video that you're about to show me, as I'm the, you know, the lowly co-host. I'd never know.
Okay. Good. Good. That was a test. You passed. You passed. Certification. All that money well spent. All well spent on that. But we're going to watch it together until we can't take it anymore. In 3, 2, 1.
All right. What is going on? The Centaurs.
The it 1921. Says
unreleased fragment.
Yeah. So this is a short animation by the person who did Little Nemo, Winston McKay.
Okay. It's evolving like a centaur. It's walking through the forest. Mm-hmm. It's like a lady centaur?
Yeah, it's a lady centaur. And there's a lady centaur grandmother.
Oh, there's a grandmother as well. Yeah. How do you know she's a grandmother? Do you see a grandchild? Or is it just an old lady centaur?
I admit I'm maybe being a little bit maybe perceiving a couple things on there. Maybe she has a grandchild or something. I don't know.
There's a dude centaur just totally took down this awesome vulture with a single throw. That was awesome. I like this guy.
One to go at it. Just happy to go at it. He's walking through it.
Are vultures your least favorite bird? If you had to be a centaur man and you saw, oh God, there is an old lady centaur.
Yeah. And an old man centaur too.
Oh, there is an old man. Wow.
Yeah.
These centaurs, they're all over the place.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Do they know each other?
They're out right here. I don't know. They seem like they're kind of conversing.
Yeah, there's maybe, some sort of centaur discussion going on, right?
They're hugging.
And then they say hello, and then, baby centaur. Oh, my God.
Baby centaur is baby's rocking like, it.
I don't think I've ever considered the baby centaur before, but it doesn't. So it's like a horse, which, you know, a horse comes out, baby horse comes out. We got a close up of the baby's face, which is horrifying. Think it says you. So a baby horse comes out pretty much ready to horse.
Yeah. Right? Horsing around.
If you got a horse come out, it might be like, oh, I'm goopy for like a minute. And then it's like, it's ready to go. It's ready to horse around. A human baby comes out, and it's real floppy. It's not ready to do shit, right? It's like, that baby got to get out of there because that's how big the hole is, right, for baby to come out. Like, it's nothing about the baby's development. It's got to continue developing outside of the uterus. It's just how we're made. And so when you combine those with baby centaur, that centaur just whiffed that fucking vulture again. It was awesome.
To answer your previous question, if I was a centaur, vultures would be my favorite bird because they're probably easy to throw chuck rocks at like that.
He's not even really interested. Like, I guess if I went to the trouble of killing a vulture, if I was a centaur, I'd probably eat it because the only suggestion that these centaurs have any level of like technology or society is they have haircuts. And, you know, if I was going to imagine like a truly wild centaur, I would imagine them with big, you know, unkempt hair, uncut hair. But all these centaurs are you know, there's been some thought put into their centaur hair. And it's not like, oh, I've got long hair because I can never cut it because we haven't invented scissors or whatever.
I mean, they have society. They have society. They have, like, a definitely what perceived to be maybe an old parental couple in there. Like they hug, they meet, they socialize a little bit. What, you know, you like, then you might, you start seeing other centaurs there. He's like, oh, I better look presentable. I better, like, one up the other centaurs. Let me get a shave.
I guess. I mean, is it just like, you know, what is this film? What do you think is the point of this film? Just to draw some fucked up stuff? Just to draw, like, a bunch of centaur people?
I mean, as of the history of this, as far as I was looking at, because I was just trying to get a better understanding, is this was an animation that may not have ever been finished. But this is only partially of it. We do not have the full piece of what this could be because the rest of it, unfortunately, was lost to this is the time period where film was recorded on nitrate, which after over time just will break down and just explode in with oxygen and just burn up.
Yeah.
So this is the only parts that remain of it. But we do get to see the awesome just chucking the rock at the bird. That stays for posterity.
We do get to see that. You know, I'm not sure. There's some media that I care a lot about. You know, I care a lot about, like, video games, I guess. I care a lot about that. I care a lot about books. Video media, despite having been running a podcast about video media for like a decade now, I kind of get hard. I'm not really worked up about losing early video media for some reason. What? Like, if the centaurs, like, were lost tomorrow, I don't think I'd cry. Like, I don't think I'd give a shit.
We accidentally tripped over the fiber cord. I lost all remaining copies and deleted it from the YouTube and archive.org.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
You're okay with it.
Yeah, it's okay.
But you're like, is it because of the dancing baby? Is that what it is? Because the dancing baby tries to show up the older centaurs pretty hard here.
No, I think I just have this feeling that there's nothing of value here.
This is like, I mean, this is pretty early animation though.
Sure. I'm like, yeah, but it's terrible. Yeah. Like, you have to admit, The Centaurs is not, it's not a good film. It's not good film. There's nothing going on here. It's people dinking around with new technology. That's all it is. And that's not interesting to me. Come back to me when you figured out a technology. I don't want to see your halting
steps. So you need a little symbolism, right? Like, that's what you need in this.
I need something.
Art in your art animation. I see.
Yeah, I guess. Like, technical mastery is not any kind of an artistic vision, I guess is what I'm saying. This I don't know. This sucks, man. Like, I like it when he hits the bird.
Okay,
I think that's pretty good.
I like that he, again, you pointed out earlier, but he just ignores a bird. Like, that was just nothing to him. He was like, that's a walk in the park. If he doesn't kill a bird before meeting his centaur lady in the flower field, that's you know, that's a bad day if he doesn't do that. That's just part of the routine checklist, if you will.
Yeah, he just, there's a bird, throws it, doesn't bother to do anything with it. Centaurs absolutely, they don't use all parts of the buffalo, as the old saying goes. They just, they'll smack a bird right out of the sky and be done with it. I mean, if there's a story being told, it's what? Like, a dude and a lady centaur meet, and, like, are we to presume they have children? Is that
well,
it?
Well, I don't know where the baby centaur comes if they don't have children. Baby centaur comes out of nowhere.
But it's like an accelerated, I don't know, romance story. It's like they meet and then they propagate. And, like, the two points of this that have any value, in my opinion, whatsoever, is watching him throw the rock at the bird. And then not this close-up of the fucking baby centaur.
Okay, you know what? I would be okay if the baby close-up at the thank you screen just went away. If we've just lost all memory of that, I think we'd be better off, actually.
Yep.
I'm with you there. I'm with you on that part.
But also, I guess it is a little cool that they were like, yeah, babies are floppy. Horse babies are not floppy. And it's kind of fun to see an energetic horse torso like kicking around and a little baby like kind of just flopping around and barely able to keep up on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Aaron. I think this is just the same meaning that we find in modern films all the way through. It's talking about, like in the Fast and the Furious franchise, it's about family, Aaron. That's what it is.
It's about family. I mean, the Star Wars movies are all about family. The Centaur is all about family.
Hana means family and Centaur.
What if Ohana meant Centaur?
They just the Lilo and Stitch was just straight up lying to us this entire time. He's like, watch this, it'll be funny. Everyone will think Ohana means family. Check this shit out. We can say anything. We're Disney.
Okay, but like fine. So if you don't respect my disregard for the value of early film, then okay, you've got a choice, John. You can at which media you can have early writing, like early, and we'll make it like early books, right, or stories or cuneiform tablets or whatever. You can lose that. You can lose early music. You can lose early digital entertainment, like video games.
Okay.
And you've got to pick right now. The aliens are like, we're about ready to save human civilization, but our hard drives are pretty full, and you've got to pick one of your media types to lose the early works of.
Okay, so they have like one exabyte remaining, and then like this is going to be the thing we need to remove to remember the rest of human history.
Yeah, everything else gets, but you got to dump like the first, 20 or 30 years of.
I think. Yeah, get rid of that early writing, like the very early writing.
What the fuck?
Cuneiform?
It's like
we figured it out after that point. We've already figured out the writing. The rest that comes out from it comes from the writing at that point. Let's not worry about the fucking complaining about copper.
You are throwing Gilgamesh into the trash, you are saving the fucking centaurs.
You know what?
That is what you're doing.
Gilgamesh and Enkidu get along really well with the centaur that's throwing the rock at the bird. I think they get along fantastic. However, they are to be forgotten in the annals of history, and this centaur is about to get his game on in the flower field, I think.
We never get to learn about anything that went on in, like, ancient China. Like, no one's, that's all done. We lose all of it.
You said, like,
but at any
years.
Point, it... Well, respectively, I guess.
Yeah.
We keep finding
Gilgamesh things. It might be cooler that we found part four of Gilgamesh.
I don't know. The aliens are weird. It's like if it was produced in those early writing times, we're losing it. Like, I'll say you got to cut it out pre-Bronze Age. Anything pre-Bronze Age, you're cutting.
All right.
Or for film, you got to lose anything before 1930.
Okay. That's hard. It's like the whole silent
video
era right
video
there.
Games, it's anything before 16-bit era, anything before SNES.
Okay.
The 1990 is the earliest video game you got.
Okay. I mean, I feel We would lose a lot of value. Like, damned if you do, damned if you don't in any of these situations.
It's a terrible, like, yeah, this is a bad choice you have to make.
Yeah.
But you have to decide whether you want the centaurs or Super Mario Brothers 3 to continue to exist.
Oh, I want Super Mario Brothers 3 to continue. I'll be honest. Centaurs ain't nothing on Super Shigeru Miyamoto's vision right there.
I think it's like literally not even a question that I would get rid of early film. It's just I don't know why I've never found it even remotely interesting. Like every time someone's tried to like make me care about early film, I'm like, I don't know. I don't see anything here. This ain't for me.
Like you just don't see anything with like Nosferatu or like the early silent films, Metropolis and whatnot.
No.
Okay.
What am I to see? A train comes at the screen and people got scared they were going to get run over by a train.
Yeah, we don't see that part though. We don't see the scare of that part. We just see the train.
Yeah, exactly. We still won't. We don't need that. I can tell you what a train looks like when it comes at you. I can film a train coming at you. I don't know why I'm so like anti-early film. It's just something that I've come to realize about myself as I get older is that I don't find any of it,
you know,
like interesting.
Aaron, this is kind of telling of like, remember when the friend of the show
Shane Ryan,
you remember when like you showed us the early like, you know, first bit of comedy filmed? Like
yes, I shit host? On it for the entire interview.
Yeah. This makes sense. This perfectly makes sense on it. It's like you saw those works and you're like no, get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm done. This is fine. We don't need that. Yeah, I was like that in that, wasn't I? Yeah. If you guys ever want to hear, if you didn't listen to it at the time or weren't a fan at the time, there's kind of like a secret episode of Video Death Loop out there featuring John and I. Our friend Shane Ryan in a podcast called, I think, Acting Funny? Is it Acting Funny?
Yeah.
Was that what it was called?
Yeah. It was one of those where like I wish there was more episodes because he was kind of going like he was doing like a comedy a year, I think it was the idea.
And yeah. It's just exploring the evolution of comedy film. And John and I were the very first. It's like Shane got like a professor of film history from like some French university and then us. to be the first episode. It was an insane pairing of people.
Oh, yeah, like I wonder if that was somehow our fault also. It's like, oh wait, hold on, this early comedy. Now maybe she was like, maybe it's not so good after all.
Wait a minute. Wait, there is no value in this. Destroy it. I want to keep reading I don't know the early works of the Bible, whatever, like whatever it is that you want to keep. Josephus, yeah.
No Dead Sea Scrolls or anything like that.
Yeah, none of that.
Okay.
No Book of a Thousand Leaves, I think, is from China, their first book. I believe that's what that's called.
Okay. Yeah, Yeah, the aliens are awfully specific on this. It's just
like, could we pick and choose? Like, no.
I am with you on one thing too. I do think if we show the aliens to centaurs and be like, hey, help us decide on this. Like, we got a little bit of time until the Earth is exploded. Let's compare. Let's do a session here. Let's jam a little bit. Let's see what you think, aliens. Outsider point of view in here. You show them the centaur. It's like, hold on, that baby is fancy too much.
They're like, is this what you guys like? Maybe you don't get to come.
It's like, maybe, you know what? Never mind. Universe not saved for you all, anyway.
Yeah, no. Actually, no. Whatever you guys have done, you get to stew in it. You get to enjoy it.
Aaron, I'm tapping.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I can't really watch this anymore.
Yeah, exactly, anymore. Right? Have you ever said that about Mario 3? Have you ever? I can't play Mario 3 anymore right now.
No, I get a P-Wing and I get to up to the sky and then complete the stage.
Fuck
like that.
Yeah, you do. Fuck yeah, yeah you
get a,
do.
Get a Karibo shoe. Good times.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah. What if... wow. technology. We've gone so far, Aaron.
I guess we have.
Yeah, we invented radio. We got short animations, made larger animations, made money off those animations, become a conglomerate empire, and we went back to audio immediately.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes you get a movie about Mario instead of a video game about Mario.
Technically, we had both. Remember, The Wizard had Mario 3 in it.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, it was just a big surprise. Did you, Aaron? When did you watch The Wizard, knowing about Mario 3, or after Mario 3 came out, did you get to see that in theaters or something?
First of all, I'm going to say, I want everyone to know what The Wizard is before we talk about this. Because I, as much as The Wizard is self-evident to you and I, John, I don't know that it's self-evident to everyone. The Wizard was a movie marketed at children, which was like a 90-minute long Nintendo commercial in the 80s?
Late 80s, yeah.
Late 80s. It's terrible, but it ruled. Mm-hmm. Especially if you are of a certain age. Yeah, and in the end, that was like how there was like a preview for Super Mario Brothers 3 in it. It like as part of the plot device. One of the reasons it kind of ruled, I think. I don't think I was overly surprised. But I definitely saw The Wizard in theater. I don't know how. I didn't like go and see a lot of movies in theaters at the time. But I definitely saw The Wizard in theaters.
Because I don't think I did, actually. I think I saw it after the fact. I think I rented it from the library at the time, because the library I was at had a small selection of videos, and none of them were good but The Wizard to me, because it had video games in it.
It did have video games in it. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure I saw it when it was in theaters, and I guess everyone was excited about seeing Mario 3, but I was a child, so I don't really remember. I think people are a little bit more like willing to act a fool in a movie theater these days. Like it turns out people didn't used to clap for theaters because the movie isn't fucking there, folks, and no one that made the movie can hear you, and you're just doing that for yourself.
Yeah, they used to just get scared of trains.
Yes, they would get scared of trains and run away, or they would be like, "Wow, some centaurs, this is fucked up." But yeah, I don't remember like kids losing their shit over seeing like a minute of Mario 3 in that movie.
Yeah, the first movie I remember seeing in the theaters that people clap for, I think, was Toy Story 2 of all things on there, which it was a good film. Don't get me wrong, but I was more confused. Like, why are we clapping for this? Yeah, like no one's there. Yeah.
No one can hear this. What are you doing? What are you people doing? Stop it. Stop it. I feel like that became way more acceptable during like Marvel stage one, right? Mm-hmm. Like when they became such big tentpole sort of like event movies, when the movies became more events than movies.
Right. Like where they started being like comic books, where you're like, let's give them a little stinger. Let's see, as seen in Ant-Man and the Wasp and the Bee or whatever, Birds and the Bees or whatever in between, like on that. I've lost track of the number of Marvel movies are there. But yeah, because it's fun to be, it's fun to have a spectacle like that. It's fun to have like that community going on. But yeah, I could see that.
What if, John, what if we just told the aliens, just not any of the movies, none of them?
Can we say like
Centaurs to Avengers 17, none of them are worth saving. Let's get two copies of Doki Doki Panic. That's what we want to save.
On the Famicom disk system, yes. Yep. That would be where to go, I think. I think we're on the right track. I think we're on there. Oh, man. Okay. Centaurs are done. We're almost done. Thank you for all tuning in on this. We do this every week. Mostly every week. We try to make it happen. We're pretty regular. We're pretty regular in our systems.
Yeah. Sometimes we forget to take our podcast diuretics. It doesn't happen, but you know.
get some of that podcast. We're old
grouchy men talking about the wizard. What do you expect?
I mean, that's all we have anymore, honestly. All we have is the wizard and video content. We do audio content on there. But you can rate us how many stars you feel that we are. We're
five,
on tell a friend.
Six,
five,
seven. I don't know.
Seven? Yeah, there's a lot of stars out there.
Whatever they got going on out there.
Yeah, thumbs, whatever. Recommend us to your friend.
Emoji, just some emoji.
Yeah.
That's only available on a specific Discord channel. And you don't have Nitro, so you can't rate it on a different channel, that same emoji, but you can find one similar.
Yeah, yeah. Or if, I don't know, maybe like a cat, like drinking some coffee with like the whiskers or something. I don't know. That seems like a high rating of it.
Yeah,
like
a little GIF. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, find us on your favorite podcasting platform. We're probably on there. Questions at videodeathloop.com. If you have any questions, we are now the foremost experts of Winsor McCay's The Centaurs 1921. We can answer any question about it. We'll let Aaron answer all those questions, though, because he's on co-hosting duty. It's called a test.
Yep.
Aaron, do you have anything else you want to say?
Have a great week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.